Well, Jesus, when he was here on this earth, he did a lot of ministry, and especially after John the Baptist baptized him, and then his ministry started in and around the Galilee. Any of you been to Israel besides Judy and I? Yeah. Up there on the Sea of Galilee, there's a little place in a hill where he taught the Sermon on the Mount as we come to know it. And it was awesome because the way it's laid out and the way the Sea of Galilee is and the mountains that come down and so forth, they didn't have amplification and a microphone, but thousands and thousands of people could hear Jesus talking and ministering. And we come to know it as the Sermon on the Mount. 6-7 years ago now, after I was here for a while, I shared with Travis about a series that I did about hurts, hang-ups, and habits. We all have challenges. We don't all have mental disease. We don't all have cancer. We don't all have alcoholism or drug addictions or anything like that. But we all experience in this life a hurt, a hang-up, or a habit. That's what makes the Beatitudes so strong, and I use that for my scripture way back when, and also use the 12-step programs of recovery, and more importantly, the prayer, one of the prayers, and we talk about it, but I forget the name of it now, not the sinner's prayer. Anyhow, all of this comes from what Jesus was talking about, and I want to share that with you now. Chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, red letter edition. One day, as the crowds were gathering, Jesus went up on the mountainside with his disciples and sat down to teach them. And this is what he taught. God blesses those who realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is given to them. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are gentle and lowly, for the whole earth will belong to them. God blesses those who are hungry and thirsty for justice, for they will receive it in full. God blesses those who are merciful, for they will be shown mercy. God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. God blesses those who are persecuted because they live for God, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses you when you are mocked and persecuted and lied about because you are my followers. Be happy about it. Be glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted too. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word.